Mara in Sanhedrin, on the Afsadi Dalet, based on the pasuk we read in Parashas Yisro, Vayichad Yisro.
Yes.
So Parashas, it means that he thanked God for all the good that he did. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a different drasha. Then, according to Rav, Shehever Charev Chada al Bisaro. He took a sword in his hand, and what does Rashi explain? What did he do? Shamol es atzma.
Oh, no, that was different from Vindiskayer.
He converted himself. He circumcised himself, and he converted.
That'll be
decent. Yeah. Sorry, that's a great story. I heard Chedidah means increase, and he was actually upset that the Gentiles did badly, you know, because up to the 10th generation you mustn't hear bad to them bad news about them. I think that's Rashi.
Yeah, so...
But this is something else. This is great.
This is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but Rashi quotes it here. And so that the Gemara tells us that he converted himself. We know by Yishma Yisro,
he...
You need a beis din, so it could have been he had a beis din, he could have had Moshe, Aaron, so it's unclear. Either way, it's unclear how it was okay, and we'll get to it. But that's the opinion. It says he converted himself, he circumcised when he wanted to convert to Judaism, so we know for a male, what do you need for conversion? You need mila, circumcision, tevila, and immersion in the mikvah. That's all you need today. You need the most important thing, kabbalas mitzvahs, and accepting mitzvahs. For a woman, it's only the tevila and kabbalas mitzvahs. Back in the day, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, what else did you need? You had to bring a karban. And in fact... In fact, that's a discussion. Some ask, how can we have Gerim today? We don't have Karbanos. So that's what the Gemara learns out with Doro Sechem, even when you don't have Karbanos. But that's how far they take it. Some ask, maybe you can't have Gerim because we don't have Karbanos today. But we assume not that way. So for a male, Mila, Tfila, and Kabbalah Mitzvahs. For a woman, just Tfila and Kabbalah Mitzvahs. So the Kasha is, what is the general order? For a male, do you do mila first or do you do tevila first? So it's a machlokas rishonim. We paskin mila, then tevila. You do the mila first and then you do the tevila, which represents some pragmatic problems because sometimes the mila doesn't go as well as you would like it. And you have to wait perhaps a couple of days, a week, until to go to the mikveh because you just had a minor surgery. So there was a famous case about 150 years ago, maybe a little more now, with the famous case of a ger, of a convert, or a would-be convert, a convert in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. And the Rav was Rav Asher Lemel. He was the name of the Rav who was in the shul. Big Talmud Chacham. So what happened was this person who was converting, he did the Mila, but the Mila didn't go as well as they'd like, or it took a little more time, so he couldn't do the Tfila yet. And Shabbos came. So he showed up in shul with his Bekesha, his long beard. He looked like a chassid. And all of a sudden, people are assuming like, what's he doing? He's a guy. The guy that luck is a non-Jew can't keep Shabbos yet, and it's only for a yid. So therefore, they were saying you got to go machal Shabbos. What are you doing? You can't keep Shabbos. So they went to Rav Asher Lemel. He said, "Yeah, that the luck is that a guy cannot keep Shabbos. You're not a Jew yet. You have to go and machal Shabbos. You have to go whatever. You go in the back or write some letters. Go turn on a fire. Whatever we decide, you have to do." So he listened. And then what happened was people heard about it. Word spread quickly in Yerushalayim. And the Beis Din of Yerushalayim, who does the conversion, said, what? he's Mechal Shabbos, he has to keep Shabbos. What's going, welcome to Judaism, is what I have to say. So one rabbi is telling him he has to Mechal Shabbos, another one says, what are you doing? You're not a ger, someone who did the milah but didn't do tefillah, has to keep Shabbos. So it was a major tumult in Jerusalem. And so what did he do? Which is, tells you the greatness of the Binyan Sion, Rev Ettlinger. They sent the question to Germany. All the Gedolim in Yerushalayim, they sent the Shaila to the Aruch HaNer. And they said, what's going on here? The Binyan Sion, what should we do? Should that, what should we do? It was already done. But what should they have done? Who is right? Should he, is he allowed to keep Shabbos or not? So he says, on one hand, it's true. The Gemishna says, mol v'lo tavol, ki'ilu lo mol. It's an explicit Mishnah that someone does mila and not tevila, so you're not Jewish yet. You clearly, it's not a good geirus. It's non-debatable. It's a, perhaps if you did tefila without the mila, perhaps maybe we could discuss, maybe it'll be a little different. But mila without tefila, because some might argue tefila works for a woman completely, so maybe it does something for a man also. But either way, we're not talking about that case. We're talking about mol v'lo tavol. So it's explicit. He's not Jewish. So it should be a no-brainer. We know a guy, a non-Jew, is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So, however, the Binyan says, however, the Beis Din's right. The Minhag Yisrael seems to be that you do keep Shabbos. If you did the Mila, but you don't do the Tefillah, you still, for why? If you're not Jewish, why would you keep Shabbos? So he says, because we have precedent. So one of his rayas he brings is, we know in the Ten Commandments we read this past week, we read what was commandment number 4, the only ritual in the Ten Commandments. What was that? We have a mathematician here. What was number 4?
Shabbos.
Very good. We have Zohar Shom HaShabbos L'Kodcho. We have the mitzvah of Shabbos. So is this the first time the Jewish people kept Shabbos? Well, you would think it was seen. The Torah was given at Sinai, and we said actually in the Musaf Shmona Esrei, Yaaz Nitzdava Mit Sinai. We say Shabbos was given at Sinai. It's not true. I mean, it is true. It was given at Sinai. It was given before Sinai. We have a tradition from Chazal that when did the Jews keep Shabbos first? Before Sinai, when did they keep Shabbos?
Yaakov, Tariag.
Not that far. No, the Jewish people, not individuals. When Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, when did they keep Shabbos? It's called Mara, Mem Reish Hey. It was the name of a place. It says, Chazal talk about Kibra V'Aim, Shabbos, other mitzvahs that the Jewish people kept on their way traveling from Mitzrayim to Har Sinai before they got there. So it says they kept Shabbos in Mara. So the Binyan Sion says, like, what's going on here? It's the Jews had the Mila. They had Mila in Mitzrayim. The Jews did. And if you do a Mila L'Shem Mitzvah, so it could count L'Shem Geiris also. That's why it says, anytime they're doing a Mila, and it could be a Shiloh of a Geiris, they should always think L'Shem Geiris anyway. But we assume if you do a Mila L'Shem Mitzvah, that would count also. So they clearly did Mila. The Jews in Mitzrayim had to eat the Karban Pesach. So they did the Mila. So, and the Tefillah did not happen until Har Sinai. So the Jewish people were mol v'lo tavol. The Jewish people, when did the conversion happen for the Jewish people? We weren't converted until Har Sinai. And that's when we had the Kabbalah, we had the Tefillah, and we had the Kabbalah. We accepted the Torah, kol f'nalav har kegigas. We accepted the Torah. So we see the Jewish people were mol v'lo tavol, and yet they kept Shabbos. So the Binyan Sion says we see from Klai Yisrael that Klai Yisrael kept Shabbos even though they didn't do tefillah yet. So what do we see from the Binyan Sion? We see there's like a in-between status. Like you lose your, like you're not a full-fledged Jew, whether you're a quasi-Jew or you lose your status of a Gentile, it's an in-between stage. You are, once you do the Mila is not nothing, mol v'lo tavol, you don't become a Jew yet. However, you lose this status of a guy in terms of keeping Shabbos, and that was the minhag, and he claims that that's what they should have done. The Beis Din was right that one they should not. He should have kept Shabbos and not Machalo Shabbos. In fact, it's a famous story with someone came. He was a guy. He was coming to all the shiurim. It was in Borough Park in Brooklyn. He looked the part. He was he looked like one of the Hasidim or like one of the Ben Torah. He had the beard. You wouldn't even know he wasn't Jew. He looked Jewish, and he was coming to shiurim. And then so someone invited him over to the house before so he should experience to know what Shabbos is like. And he said, in fact, he even said, I know you can't invite me on Yontif. He said, so I'll just show up because it's halacha. You can't invite a non-Jew on Yontif, but you can on Shabbos. How come? What's the difference? Why can't I invite a non-Jew on Shabbos and not on Yontif?
But a non-Jew, you may be tempted to cook extra for him.
No. And on Shabbos, we wouldn't be?
Probably you don't cook anyway on Shabbos.
Correct. That's what we wouldn't be. So that's Jeff is 100% correct. So that on Shabbos, there's no cooking. There's no concern you're going to be doing any extra cooking. But the whole heter on cooking is lachem lo la'akab. You only got to cook for Yidden. So either way, I'm not saying there aren't exceptions to the rule. That's just the rule on the books. So someone was learning. He went to a Mishnah Berurah here, and he asked. He said, "I don't get it. They tell me that right now I'm a gear. I should be like making a fire to Machalo Shabbos every Shabbos too. I become a full fledged Jid. I learned the Gemara and the Sugya, and there's a concept of Malacha Sheinat Tzricha Lagufa. If you do something not for the purpose it was done in the Mishkan, as we'll be learning about shortly, you're not Machalo Shabbos min HaTorah. It's only a din. It's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So how does making a fire help me? I'm still keeping Shabbos on the Torah level." So the guy, good kashi, he shrugged up like he said, but he knew he couldn't be because of Yaakov Kamenetsky used to tell people to do that. So how could it be this guy shrugged up Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky? So he went to Rav Palm and he said, "What's the pshat? How could?" So obviously Rav Palm heard the shot. He says the Rambam paskins Malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa is chayev is min haTorah, and a guy could follow the shitas haRambam, and for him it's Shabbos, and therefore it's a deraisa. But either way, so in fact, somehow different. Some discuss also. Anyway, it could be the definition is different. That's why they discuss wearing a pair of tzitzis on Shabbos, not in an Erev. So for a Yid, it's considered necessary, so therefore you're doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. And for a guy, it's because of different kedarim, what's considered malacha for a Yid, and what's considered. There are other, that's why they discuss how the Avos, if the Avos had to keep the Torah, and they weren't Jewish, how did they fulfill both? So that was a discussion here. So therefore, that's the question they asked. The Gemara wants to know, and there was a different shaila, is that how could so how did Yisroel then? Yisroel was only mal v'lo tavo, or the assumption is that way. So how was he able to? How was he able to keep Shabbos? So that's what they point out. So the same. So we see in terms of the question is they ask how could. There's another, that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Chav Zayin, says a guy can't be Yamoho. So how can Yisro Gemalt himself? He's a non-Jew. So some say it's a whole big lumdes, it's Baam Ke'echad. The moment you do the Milo, you become Jewish at the same moment, so therefore it's like a Yid, it's a whole big lumdes on it, someone answer. But still, it's more of a tavol. So that's what based on this Yisod. Then no, that for a guy, when you do Mila, not Tfila, regarding the Mila, you're still considered, regarding the mitzvah of Shabbos, one is permitted, when you already start to keep Shabbos, so therefore you have a status of a Yid already, once you did the Mila, so you could keep Shabbos.